Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me out of
hand. Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is a debate over the Fourth Amendment. This is a debate over your right to be left alone. Let us be clear. We are here tonight because the president continues to conduct an illegal program.
Yes, and Republicans and Democrats alike, party on. Because they're upset with Rand Paul for daring to stop the Patriot Act in its tracks, at least certain aspects of it, for a time being. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here. A little political healing to start the day. I'm under no delusion that Rand Paul has really conquered the NSA, but I will say that I am very pleased with his very Ron Paul-like stance on principle against something that he said, I cannot tolerate. I will not stand down on this one. And we got that. We got John Rappaport coming up today. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar doing some advanced medicine as well. We got a rock and rolling show today. Super Don is with us. Thanks as well to our cousin Eddie, if I call him that for the moment, for helping the notes come together so well. And I like a lot of the things that he threw in there today, Super Don. Ed wrote something like, now that Rand Paul has, you know, stopped the NSA, you know, mass bulk collection of data, we may have lost some of our key listeners at the NSA to the show today. That was great.
Oh.
Classic. I love it.
Yeah, they'll find a way to listen.
Yeah. Well, listen, Don, Rand Paul has either become now the champion of the people or he screwed the pooch on his bid for the presidency, particularly as a Republican. And I'm not sure which at this point, because the admiration I have for him standing up on this issue shows that he is a man of principle.
Yeah.
And yet, we have establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans both blurring the lines of distinction that there isn't any. Claire McCaskill, you know, that... What is the woman that she was chiding in the last hearing on vaccines? You know, vaccines are the greatest thing ever. Full-on liberal.
She was going after Dr. Oz, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was going after Dr. Oz, but she's now going after Rand Paul on the Patriot Act. Whatever happened to Democrats standing up for the little people, the innocent Americans who don't want to be spied upon for without, you know, let's say a legitimate warrant? And then, of course, we got the Lindsey Buckingham's. No, I'm just teasing. That's from Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Graham. What do we got? John McCain. And, you know, the neocons of the party, the Republican neocons attacking Rand Paul as well over this.
Yeah.
How dare he? How dare he stand in the way of us confining terrorists? Yet, admittedly, the government says we haven't found anybody through the bulk collection of data in a mass way.
Then they say, well, we're collecting it, but we're not looking at it.
We're not looking at it. Yeah, they
don't
collect it.
Well, then what do you have it for?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, let's hear a little bit more of Rand Paul at the Senate last night. Well, we were talking about this. We actually had Norm Singleton on talking about it yesterday on the program. If you missed it, go back and listen. But for now, Rand Paul on the floor of the Senate putting a stop to this NSA Patriot Act nonsense.
Now, the president opines on television. The president wants to blame it. He says, anybody but me. But you know what? The president started this program without congressional permission. Even the authors of the Patriot Act say that the Patriot Act in no way
gives authority to the president to collect all of your phone records all of the time. Interesting. He mentioned the concept of permission there. And I'm not a guy that likes to ask for permission where none is required. But there was, by design, in this structure of government, a separation of powers. And we weren't supposed to have a king, an emperor, et cetera, you know, that concept of a dictator. Of course, we've seen over the 20th century, Republican and Democrat alike, strengthening the office of the presidency because Congress looked the other way and didn't stand up. And now Rand Paul stands up and says, you don't have the authority to do that. Not even the Patriot Act gave you the authority to mass collect, bulk collect the data of every American. And they're outraged. The senators, and the Republican senators, and some of the Democrats, outraged. That's why I say, I don't know how this is going to play out. Does this catapult Rand Paul to the top of the heap, or does it discredit him in the minds of his neocon not-so-buddies in the Republican Party as he transits through the primary?
Well, I have a feeling there's some guys in a smoke-filled room somewhere that are discussing this topic exactly.
Oh, and I think you're right.
If they're going to go after him, I think what they would have to do is figure out a way to make this new Patriot Act, if it is not passed, somehow going to put the American people in danger. They'll have to use the fear of, or the tactic of fear in order to make Rand Paul look like he is putting America in danger.
Well, and he actually brought that up. He said there are some people that secretly would like a terrorist attack to occur now so they can blame Rand Paul instead of blaming the people who conduct the terrorist acts. Despite the fact that no terrorist has been caught by mass bulk collection of all the data, all the phone calls of all Americans. And Rand Paul doubles down on this. This is very interesting. When he was up at it, man. He was not kind of calm, cool, and collected. He was outraged. He was calling out his fellow public servants at that point. And, of course, they don't like it. I happen to like it in this case. Give a listen.
We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time. This is what we fought the revolution over. Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom? Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore.
All right. We're not going to discuss any more of this either at this moment, unless you want to call in on it. 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. We're going to bring John Rappaport into the discussion in just a moment. I want to transition to kind of health issue. Men, this is, I'm talking to you. Prostate cancer. Are you worried? Are you concerned? We've talked about the fact that prostate cancer is the slowest moving cancer that there is. In fact, people, by doing nothing, men, you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, you do nothing, you will outlive the cancer. That cancer will not kill you. However, the treatment might. And that is a big risk. Very big risk if you want to go down that road. Let's figure this out. Well, let's go to the scientific journals to figure this thing out. What is it that will help us to live longer or help us to live shorter, men, if we're diagnosed with prostate cancer? That brings us to today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by, antibiotics in your meat. Yeah, artificial growth hormones in your meat. Glyphosate in your meat. More Monsanto in your meat. Yes, they've figured it out, finally. The Western diet may, in fact, be reducing your survival odds if you have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. No, hold the phone. We were under the impression that all of this factory farm food was the thing that was keeping us alive. And
yeah,
we need more of it.
But what if you've got lung cancer? Is it like better for you, or...?
Well, they haven't determined that. We'll have to wait till science tells us.
All right, we need more science for that.
Yeah, I mean, certainly synthetic chemicals are going to be awesome for prostate cancer. No, they're not. They've already determined that. Wait, maybe lung cancer. Hey, joining us to dissect all of this and a whole lot more. By the way, this hour we're going to talk about the government wiping out the VAERS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System data for the last year. What is going on? But right now, let's dive into Food is Medicine and Medicine is Food with my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport. He's back.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Doing great, John. We just figured out something major. Science has finally come through for us. We just were not sure about the dietary link to growing old healthily, even with prostate cancer.
Yes. Food is medicine. Medicine is food. All of this is now on the table once again because the powers that be have realized that, A, food is medicine, and that's a very bad thing.
Pharmaceutical
companies.
Yeah. There's going to be backlash on food. I'd hate to be food right now.
Yeah, well, you'll be accused of getting in the way of medicine.
Exactly. How dare you, food, provide nutrition for these people when they really need synthetic chemicals proven to be true and righteous by science and approved by the FDA?
Naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, if the FDA approves a medicine and somehow somebody finds a food that really does make people healthier and stronger and even knocks out disease, you know, that's a crime. That's now a crime.
Well, let's go to the skeptics, as Hufnagel, the science cat, has been reported to have said, thanks to Super Don, our producer. And they have a thing called Science-Based Medicine, this blog that, what's the guy, David Gorski, right? And he is talking about the fallacy of food as medicine. He said this Hippocrates thing is nonsense. It's an appeal to antiquity, and it's a logical fallacy. It's a logical fallacy. Just because something is old doesn't mean it's good or right or real. And so we're dealing with skeptics that can't conceive that food, providing nutrition like minerals, like vitamins, like essential fatty acids, like protein, might have something to do with preventing or reversing disease. And these guys claim the mantle of science, and they're going to attack not only food, but the people who endorse and promote it. I feel bad for the scientists that came out with that article that said the Western diet might not make you live as long after you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Yeah. The pseudoscience blogs always promote stuff like this. They always come and say, well, it's a logical fallacy to presume that just because something is ancient, it's right. Well, okay. But does that mean, conversely, that if it is ancient, that automatically means it's wrong? I don't think.
Or, John, if it's new, it's definitely right because it's improved by Monsanto. We're going to get into that with John Rappaport when we come back from this break. He's from NoMoreFakeNews.com, and he's a great contributor here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let thy food be thy medicine. Is it a logical fallacy or a food fetish, according to the pseudo-skeptics? We'll also check in with Hufnagel's handler after this break. Stick with us. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got another scientific moment of duh. Western diet may reduce survival odds for prostate cancer, indicating that if food is not your medicine, it could be your poison. And then we got the skeptics coming out with a new article claiming logical fallacy. People that are into ancient food, it's not good because it's ancient, or it's not necessarily good because it's ancient. Or another straw man, courtesy of the skeptics. Hoofnagel the Science Cat beating them back on Twitter and other places. John Rappaport is here with us this hour, and I'm thrilled to have you back on board, John.
Great to be here, Robert.
You've been dealing with these so-called logical fallaciousnesses and whatever we want to call them at this point for many years. In fact, as an investigative journalist, it must have been a surprise initially to find a group of people that their whole sole reason for being is just to kind of create straw men and tease you and yell at you and ad hominem attack you. And then when you point that out, they become the deniers of whatever they want to deny.
A number of years ago, I decided to approach these guys, the so-called quack busters, you know, who attack people who are in favor of health as opposed to pharmaceutical poison. And so I sent them, I forget who it was, an email, one of their sites, and I quoted some interesting research on viruses and how viruses sometimes were misidentified when they didn't really exist at all, and how they were called causes of disease when they weren't the causes. And I said, I'm ready to back this up, and I think we should have a discussion about this. And they got back to me, somebody got back to me and said, well, this is not really what we look into.
Well, wait a second.
This is not our focus. And I said, well, wait a minute. I mean, if somebody says virus X is causing disease Y, and, you know, $1 billion worth of drugs are being sold right away in order to treat this disease, but the virus really isn't the cause, I would think that you would turn your searchlight on these people and call them quacks, right? And regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. And that was the last I ever heard from them.
So you were pulling a Hoofnagel with Science Cat years before there was a Hoofnagel.
Well, yes, I guess so. I was pre-dawn Hoofnagel.
Yes, the kung fu is strong with you, John Rappaport. And Super Don, I find it interesting. Again, this is not new, although you came to this concept, more recently, and seeing what these folks are doing by attacking our friends, maybe sometimes us, about our perspectives and viewpoints on health and healing. And, very much as an untrained scientist cat, they were able to kind of push back to the point where they're blocking a cat. They can't handle this kind of mirroring, if you will, of their behavior.
Well, it's, the approach that I don't know. Listen, we're kind of like dancing around the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I have some input on what Hoofnagel does. But, listen, the approach that I come to this is not from a medical standpoint. It's not from a science standpoint. I'm neither one as far as being an expert. Mm-hmm. It's a logic standpoint. And every time that you take one of these guys and you don't try and debate them in their wheelhouse, which is all of the science garbly gook, okay? Mm-hmm. But you approach them on the logic of their foundation, which is they have to be right, they're the authority, and they're going to teach everybody about logical fallacies. Well, when you turn that around on them and you shine a light on their argument, and you show them the logical fallacy of what they're seeing, they don't know what to do with that. Mm-hmm. And so every time that has happened so far, mm-hmm. they call you, they end up becoming what it is that they're calling everybody else. They then launch into ad hominem attacks.
And you point that out.
Start throwing more and more logical fallacies, and then when they can't figure out what else to do, they throw an expletive at you, and they block you,
and then they run. Yeah. Now, listen to this. It gets even weirder with this latest Gorski article, John. They're calling it the fetishization of food as medicine. They're calling it a food fetish. People who believe food can actually help you to be well, it's now a fetish. And if you understood the fetishism of the people in the skeptic community, you'd be going, oh, my God, they're mirroring once again.
Yeah, absolutely. As Don says, they commit all the fallacies that they accuse other people of committing. That's their game.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go beyond their fallacies. And, John, I appreciate you indulging me on this subject because I know you had experienced it so many years before. But we want to go into the now. What did Cheryl Atkinson discover about the vaccine adverse event reporting system data? Why was it scrubbed, a year's worth of data scrubbed from one of the government sites where it should be public? This is getting really interesting, folks, on the vaccine front. And it may relate to SB 277 in California. We'll be back with that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember, next hour, Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine. We're going to cover some shocking revelations about the immune system that doctors just figured out. Like, it's there to protect you. Yeah, I know. It's basic stuff. We got to do it. We got to help these doctors out. They're hampered by their own training. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, among many other reasons, including the occasional presence of John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com and contributor here as well. And John, I'm so glad to have you back on today, especially talking about a subject that we've talked about extensively, the vaccine issue for many years. We did that seminar together about vaccines, armed and dangerous. And another semi-subject on that regard, Cheryl Atkison, who you've written about and you've interacted with over the years too. And on her website, she has a piece about the government just scrubbing the vaccine adverse event recording system's data about last year, the rise in injuries and injury claims. And it's a very suspicious thing in the timing of what's going on, as more states and even on the federal level, some proposals to eliminate the exemptions to mandated vaccination.
It's a huge story, uncovered, I mean, not covered by major media as of yet. Cheryl discovered that, indeed, this system, which is called VAERS, or Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, has been scrubbing data. This is the federal system that is set up to compensate victims of vaccine injuries, because the companies that make the vaccines are immune from lawsuits and liability claims or anything like that. Wonderful for them. But regular people have to go through this labyrinth of insane red tape and try to argue their cases. Well, in the last year or two, the number of these claims that have been filed and the judgments favoring the injured people have risen, except now, all of a sudden, the government has scrubbed the recent data, just taken it off. It's gone. And so the question, obviously, is why, and why now? Well, they want to cover up the fact that vaccine injuries are much more prevalent, A, than people realize, A, and that, B, the government is recognizing this fact, B, and C, is paying out claims, big-time claims, money, compensation. Whereas from the other side of the government's mouth, you're hearing vaccines are remarkable and wonderful and only rarely cause any problems, which is absolutely untrue. And so we're now in the middle of this gigantic push that started with the so-called Disneyland measles outbreak, using that for states and even the federal government to start clamping down on exemptions from vaccines, the religious exemption, the philosophic exemption, even medical exemptions, and pass these laws saying you got to get vaccinated. Kids can't go to school unless they're vaccinated, and there's no exemptions, and that's it. So in the middle of this gigantic push, here comes government data indicating that vaccines are a lot more dangerous than we've been told by media and by government officials. And so they scrubbed the data. It's obvious. That's why they did it. That's what's going on. And they were caught red-handed in the middle of it.
It's a stunning, let's say, revelation from the standpoint of more of the lack of coverage, as you intimated, by the mainstream media on this. I mean, this is a huge story, and it's so one-sided in the coverage that it doesn't exist as of yet anyway. You know, the idea that we must perpetuate the promote, as the CDC's, you know, goals are, is not about vaccine safety. It's about the promotion of more uptake. And the states are falling in line. The federal, let's say, push to make mandates stronger by removing exemptions, they don't have the authority to actually dictate state policy. But what they do have the ability to do is curtail money flowing back into the states. Again, we go back to the control, for instance, federal highway funds or education funds, etc. And that's how the feds can start putting pressure on the states. But in California's case, what's unusual is that there hasn't been a threat like that yet, and the state came out and went, we're going to make this happen. And this largely, almost totally democratically controlled, Democrat Party controlled state has fallen into lockstep in this idea that there's a dramatic crisis of an increase in the numbers of asking for exemptions, which is not bearing up by the actual stats. So there really isn't a problem. And the fact also that now the conflicts of interest are being revealed, like for Dr. Pan and the lobbyists, et cetera, all over the Democrat-controlled state of California, resulting in what? A flight from California or an outright rebellion should this thing pass.
You bet. The other thing that I discovered this morning is that the government's own figures on the number of vaccine injuries sustained every year in the United States, those figures are also reported to the federal government. They're reported by people who receive the vaccines, their children who receive the vaccines, and doctors. A completely unreliable and broken system of determining in real time, in the real world, not in falsified studies, how safe or dangerous are these vaccines once they're unloosed on the public.
Mm-hmm.
So the government nevertheless keeps the stats on these reports, the numbers of these reports. And we've been told that the numbers are somewhere around 12,000 reports every year of vaccine injuries to people in the United States. Well, it turns out that's not true. In the last 3 or 4 years, the average is 30,000. 30,000. And here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the amount of reporting of medical drug injuries, in other words, people are maimed by taking pharmaceutical drugs, not vaccines. It's been stated clearly by a former commissioner of the FDA, David Kessler, that the number of those reports was 10% or maybe even 1% of the actual number of injuries via medical drugs. So if we apply that standard to vaccines, 30,000 a year could turn into 300,000 adverse, serious adverse effects from vaccines, or even 3 million, totally flying under the radar, unreported by the press, suppressed by the government, which claims, again, that these vaccines are remarkably safe and it's only a very rare instance when anything untoward happens, which is a total lie. And this is the giant jackpot lying under all of what we're talking about here that's not being revealed to the public, that's being kept from the public, being lied about by so-called vaccine experts who appear on television and radio and in the press, print press, to say, oh, poo, and these people who are afraid of vaccines are conspiracy theorists and they're insane and crazy and they should be locked up if they refuse to allow their children to be vaccinated. No, it turns out to be just the opposite. That these so-called experts are insane. They're the criminals. They're the ones who are hiding the actual facts and statistics of how many vaccine injuries there really are every year in the U.S. And therefore, you can extrapolate that to countries all over the world wherever vaccines are widespread. All this is being suppressed.
John, that 30,000 number that you came to, as it's known within the government, it's not an unknown figure. You can point it out. You can show it. Here it is. They know it. At what point does it rise to the level of an urgent plea for we've got to do something, right? For instance, as we've talked for many years, as you've written about extensively as well, what we call the Starfield Report, 106,000, 225,000 Americans every year. Perish due to properly used, prescribed, administered medical drugs. That's not enough to create a problem for the media to say, hey, we need congressional hearings. Well, what about 30,000 kids, as you mentioned? If it's 300 or if it's 3 million, still nothing. Yet, remember the CDC's own claim, on average, every year, and Peter Doshi covered this, 36,000 people dying of the flu every year on average, right? And that turned out to be an absolute lie, but it was enough that they said, oh my gosh, we need to get everybody injected with flu vaccine. It's an absolute panic. We've got to get this under control. And it turns out, of course, the death rate may have been much lower, maybe around 1,000, maybe less. They never validated these flu deaths. But think about if somebody were to say, well, that's just not the number. It's not enough for the mainstream media to pay attention. But look at what they did with that 36,000 number, and we're dealing with hundreds of thousands potentially or more.
You bet. And we're dealing with effects that nobody is tracking. For example, a very young child gets a vaccine and a year later comes up with some strange kind of neurological problem, serious, heavy problem that could be called autism, could be called developmental disorder, could be called brain encephalopathy, all kinds of labels could be applied, and nobody even suspects that the vaccine is implicated because the action in the body was slow and it was devious and clandestine, and then all of a sudden, here we go. And so the epidemic of so-called autism, the just general ill health increasing of children all over the United States, we're looking at a disaster in progress as the CDC keeps adding more and more vaccines to their mandated list. this is what's happening, and people have to break through the delusion of the major media that this is not a problem, never was a problem, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Now, John, I know when we did our Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar years ago now, we did over 10 hours. I think we couldn't do what we did then in 30 hours with all that's transpired since then. Of course, nothing invalidates anything we did there. I mean, it only adds to it and really strengthens all the things we predicted and said would happen. So this is not going away tomorrow, yet we do know it is a desperate play, and they're playing it wrong, by the way. Big pharma, big government, big media, because the backlash is on. The people that didn't know a thing about these vaccine injuries or the threat of vaccines not even working, there was little to no awareness except in a small group of very educated and informed population, primarily because they or their loved ones had been injured. And they could have kept it quiet by not doing anything about it, but instead they fought and doubled and tripled down to force people to accept that which they know is not good for them. And they're going to lose on this, but we've got some things to do before then, including taking on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What does she say about what we're saying? We'll find out with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next, he's at NoMoreFakeNews.com and RobertScottBell.com. Stick with us. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
How much globalism can you fit into one syringe or a million syringes? We'll check in with Melinda Gates. Vox.com claims, I think this is an Uber left science worshipping site, claims Melinda Gates has the perfect response to anti-vaxxers or the anti-vaccine movement. And she says of vaccine denial is a privilege. What is that in developing countries? Oh, man, this is crazy stuff. She's saying, we take vaccines so for granted in the United States, Gates told the Huffington Post in a pre-recorded interview airing earlier in the year. Women in the developing world know the power of vaccines. Yes, Melinda, they run from them because they know what they're doing. She's claiming, well, they'll walk 10 kilometers in the heat with their child to line up to get one. No, I don't think you've been there. She added, I'd like to say to the people of the United States, we're incredibly lucky to have that technology, and we ought to take full advantage of it. Oh, you mean like pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers are, taking advantage of the American people where they can maim them and kill their children and have no recourse whatsoever bounce back upon them? No liability whatsoever! I wonder how that works in the rest of the world, John Rappaport.
Yeah. If Melinda Gates told me how to get to the grocery store from my house, I would go in the opposite direction. She knows absolutely nothing about vaccines. That's the underlying fact. And people like her, of that ilk, they talk to doctors, they talk to researchers, bureaucrats, and they say, well, here's the story, Melinda, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, wonderful. And then she parrots that. She doesn't do any research, really. She doesn't think below the surface. None of these people do. And yet they get magnificent FaceTime, and they are the authorities on the subject. So we can ignore everything that she's talking about completely because, you know, there's not a real thought in her head about vaccines that is authentic. It's just parrot talk. And money talks, of course. So that's what's going on there. And, of course, she also represents globalism, which is really, we're talking now about planetary control, planetary management, all countries under one basic system, just like the European Union is. tightening over time and so forth. And the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty, that many more people should know about, which is in the final stages of negotiation, is more pharmaceutical trouble for the world in terms of the ease with which drugs and vaccines mandated are going to be able to be shipped and sold around the world. And people who object, governments who stand up and say, no, we don't want this, can be sued in private tribunals, not even national courts, by the corporations who make these drugs and vaccines, and those companies will win and get enormous judgments. This is all coming down the pipeline, and that's what people like Melinda Gates stand for, which is absolute control and domination through medical means.
Well, it's interesting. The more we remove, let's say, liability from a local community, a human-to-human interaction, the more humans do horrific things to humans. And I hesitate to use the word human in this case because there's vile and disgusting things. There have been psychological experiments about that. When you remove liability from your actions, there's no consequence to your behavior. We see what happens. Look at the drug and pharmaceutical industry play that out on a global basis.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this is all leading to, is no liability whatsoever for the corporations that make drugs that kill millions of people every year, and ditto for vaccines. It's just, you know, open season on the public with these poisonous chemicals and no backup. So the right to refuse medication, that right and that freedom, has to be protected, no matter what the odds, no matter what we have to do to make that happen.
Right. Well, listen, John, you've been at it for so long, and so grateful, appreciative of you and your spirit in bringing this out, as well as obviously your ability to investigate and communicate these things. I know we're still only scratching the tip of the iceberg as people are becoming aware and awake, and I appreciate all your contributions here from NoMoreFakeNews.com as well.
Thanks so much, Robert. Ditto for you. Many years in this, and it's well worth it.
Lots more to do. We're having fun doing it as well. Today is the day if you want to call in. The NSA is not listening. Well, I think they're not. They might be. They might actually like this show. I don't know. Well, thanks, Rand Paul, as well, for standing up for the Fourth Amendment. We'll be back with Dr. Rasha Bitar after this. Thanks, John Rappaport. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.